First of all, thank you for dressing up on this occasion, dressing like a superhero Bible Bill.
Yes.
You've got your red cape. You've got your red superhero shirt.
Right.
And I have to tell you, last night, my youngest son just turned 17. So his older brother bought both of them lightsabers. So last night in the backyard, they're just going at it. They're battling. There is something about superheroes that just speaks to us. I think even children love it. Adults love it. What is up with that? Why do we love superheroes so much?
We love superheroes because, you know, our greatest superhero is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
For the Bible is God's word. And the Bible, and since it's God's word, God can't lie. So it's 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
And only the Bible prepares us for life and death.
Yeah.
It's the only book that can do that. And the Bible is the only book that has all the answers to all our problems and all our struggles mm-hmm. in life.
So true.
And to deliver that into the hands and hearts of children, that's where my heart is. I love superheroes, and I have written two children's Bible comic books.
I think people love superheroes just because at the end of the day, we all want to be saved. We want to be saved from evil. We want to be saved from the monster, whatever that is. So that is just inside of us, you know? And so I think that just speaks volumes, especially in the ultimate superhero, like you said, is Jesus Christ for sure.
Right. Tanya, I'm a superhero grandfather.
Nice.
And the reason I'm a superhero grandfather is because I am a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
And because I am a child of God, Jesus's spirit, the Holy Spirit, lives inside me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my whole ministry is moving towards, and God is increasing it graciously. And we are all God's creation, meaning that God created all of us, but we are not all children of God.
That's true.
And only a child of God can say, Jesus is my Savior, Jesus is my King, Jesus is my best friend forever, and I will follow him the rest of my life.
That's good stuff, Phil. I love that. So talk to me about this book. When did it happen for you? When were you inspired to write this?
I actually was inspired by COVID-19. It was a big God wake-up call for me.
Mm-hmm.
As a businessman, my business in 3 days because of COVID went from $1 million a month in mm-hmm. 3 days in March to $0. I had a lot of time on my hands.
Yeah.
And God showed his faithfulness through this whole ordeal. It took about 3 years really to get back to where I needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't afraid to die because I had Jesus, you know, in my heart. And I knew that if I took my last breath, I'd be in heaven with him forever.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I was able to concentrate on getting my business back going again.
Right.
I would go to work, busiest time of our year, and my parking lot would be empty.
Mm-hmm.
It was very hard, and I'd go to work for a half a day just trying to do something.
Yeah.
And then the other half of the day, I got into God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, God started showing me how easy the gospel is to understand.
Mm-hmm.
All through the Old Testament, the New Testament, the gospel is everywhere. I'm just thinking Exodus 33, where God says, no man can see me or he will die.
Mm.
Well, the reason we can't see him, because we're sinners
mm-hmm.
and we need a savior.
Yes.
Jesus saved us.
Let's go back to that moment where you sat down and you wrote this book.
I know it was
God inspired. It's a pretty cool story.
It got inspired, and I had a lot of time on my hands, and I realized how the gospel, it's not complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's as uncomplicated as this. We are born broken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And God knows we're broken, and God's ultimate desire is to fix us.
Mm-hmm.
And that fix is Jesus.
Yes.
That's how simple the gospel is. We make it so complicated.
Yes. I feel like we overcomplicate it.
We do.
The gospel really is so easy. God loves us. God created us. He sent his son to die for us. All we have to do is receive that free gift.
Exactly.
That's it.
And children can understand it as well. My wife was an inspiration to me. And the fact is, I told her how uncomplicated the gospel is.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, do you have it written down? And I said, no, it's in my head. Well, she says, well, why don't you take it out of your head and put it on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Within a half hour, Tanya, I was able to put down the pages of my first children's Bible comic book. The Bible tells me all 22 pages, all right there.
Mm-hmm.
Every page is a word in the Bible, and everything I say in this book
mm-hmm.
is from the Bible, and the verses are on there, and I have written down all the verses in the back of the Bible books,
mm-hmm.
so you don't need a Bible to look them up.
It's
They're
all
already
right there.
So it was my wife's inspiration. you know, every superhero husband needs a superhero wife.
Way to go, Cindy. Shout out to you. I do love the illustration, Phil. It's gorgeous. So talk to us about it. Becky Lang. She's the one that illustrated it. So share with us a little bit about her story and how she got involved in this work of art.
Yeah, Becky Lang, she works at home, teaches her four children, and was a godsend for me. And the fact is, she's very talented. Mm-hmm. Her husband got her a new Apple computer. She just started going at it. Mm-hmm. I was her first customer, and here she is teaching her children's school and illustrating my children's Bible comic books at the same time. Seriously, Tanya, every time we got the picture of her illustration, my wife would be in tears. Both of us, because we didn't tell her what to put in there. Mm-hmm. I just said, here's the statement from the Bible, and she put it in pictures.
And it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Okay, so where's your heartbeat? Where do you want to see these books go, Bill?
My heartbeat is to, of course, get as many of these comic Bible books to children everywhere. I'm offering to any church or nonprofit organization the opportunity to get a set, a box of these children's Bible comic books, 25 of them, free of charge. I will deliver them free of charge. I will take care of the delivery costs. I just want to get these to as many churches and nonprofit organizations as possible. And you can get on my website, BibleBillOnline.com, click on free Bible books, and just fill out the easy application, and I will get them to you as soon as possible.
That is so generous of you.
Yeah,
Thank you so much for doing that.
God has blessed my family. This is my ministry. I don't need to make a living off this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to prevent any obstacle for a child not to get this, because they're like a track, a Bible track on steroids.
Yeah. And, yes, they are. And they're beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here today, Bill.
You're welcome.
God bless you and your ministry.
Thank you.